Good morning. It's now 8:53. Joining us this morning is Michelle Wanagren. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very, very well.
Good.
And like you said when you walked in this morning, the sun is nice to see.
Yeah, you can definitely – well, it's the first day of spring,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, spring – I mean, yeah, today is the first day of spring. Technically, it comes at 12:57, but who's counting?
I see. All right. Well, the sun is out. I'm thankful for that.
But when is this cold going to go away?
That's the big question. I don't know. Right. I'm starting not to look at the forecast. How's that?
Yeah, let's just do that. Okay.
We'll stay in the moment, and we're going to talk about some local treasures this morning. So – conversation over at Local First is we've been asking our community about their local treasures, and we've had a couple of great local businesses join Local First just in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I'd give them a shout out. We have AV Wellness. Amanda Villarreal is the owner of AV Wellness over in Zealand, and AV Wellness is an online fitness program.
She is it really?
She's created a series of 20-minute videos, so you can do it in the privacy of your own home.
Huh.
If you only have a half hour to spare, and they all have different subject matters, like you can do everything from yoga to kickboxing to a Bosi ball workout, and it includes all levels of working out. So
yeah.
I've tried a few of them myself, and they're really wonderful.
Huh.
So AV Wellness, we welcome them as a brand new local treasure. And BAM is also a brand new business that has joined. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to BAM, Dan.
I have not, but I drive by it because I go down. That's
you
where
do.
My gym is that I go to.
Okay,
so.
Well, they have a really interesting story. Sadly, the place had a bad fire a while ago, and they decided to rebuild and reopen as a full-service entertainment center. So it's not just bowling anymore.
Okay.
It's a full video arcade. There's a fantastic a restaurant and bar inside. There's something for everyone.
I've always been meaning to go in there because it just always drew my eye. Because I enjoy kind of bowling recreationally, and you know, the arcade side kind of it made me perk my ears up a little bit. Or when I saw it,
they did such a nice job. It's beautiful inside the interior, and it's a great place to take your family.
Oh yeah,
it's a really cool place, and so we'd like to welcome BAM. I love the name BAM! Exclamation point. So we've also had Thomas Davis Jewelers join, and they are a long-time downtown business.
Really?
They are the jewelers in town to go to for any fine jewelry, gold jewelry, watches. I know I'm a big fan.
Okay.
So we're really happy that Thomas Davis Jewelers has joined.
But my girlfriend's not listening right now, but continue. Yeah.
There you go. We'd also like to welcome Electric Cadillac to town. So Electric Cadillac is a really cool place. They have a place up in Grand Haven, and we are so excited to welcome them to Holland. It's their second location, and they're going to be opening, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, over in Baker Lofts, right off 24th Street. Electric Cadillac is a delicatessen that has the most incredible sandwiches.
Really?
I've had about four or five of them. Every single one is outstanding.
Wow.
So, and that's pretty close to here. So you could go over and get your lunch.
Food is something that you know, my ears always perk up to.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to say it's the best sandwiches you've had.
Best sandwiches ever. You've got to try them.
I'm going to try this.
I am very excited to welcome them. And then the last two people I'd like to talk about is Nightscape Studios. Dirk Nykamp, they've just joined. What a local treasure they are. Dirk takes recycled wood, such as the pickle barrels from the Heinz factory.
Yeah.
I know he's also gotten the old bleachers from Holland High School.
Yeah.
And he repurposes them into all kinds of furniture.
I guess my question would be, how does he get the pickle smell off of the barrels?
I think lots and lots of vinegar, maybe?
Yeah.
But he'll do countertops, and he's a true artisan. His work is incredible. So Nightscape Studios. And then the last one is Yoga to You with a two, Yoga to You. And that is a mobile yoga service. Deborah Chioffi, I have to tell you, she's my sister, brand new to town.
Oh, okay.
And
welcome.
She just joined. Yes. And she offers private yoga sessions in the privacy of your home. So anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. So, yeah, she is also new to town. So if you are interested about any of these local treasures, you can find all their information on our website at localfirst.com. And also check out our localtreasure.org page. And before we say goodbye, I want to tell you that we are having our annual sustainability conference. That is April 23rd. It's taking place at Aquinas College, and it is open to the public. It is a really cool event. It's a half day, 12:30 to 5:00. and it's an interactive contemporary forum for entrepreneurs to network and exchange ideas. You'll find information about that on our website also at localfirst.com.
That's fantastic. This is an event you guys have had before a few times, right?
Yes, I believe this is our fifth year. We've just rebranded it. We're calling it the Insight Conference, and we've got a lot of great things happening that day.
All right, fantastic. Michelle Lonergan joining us this morning, all things local. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.